علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Before I begin, I would like to congratulate all the listeners on the birthday of Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayhi salam, the daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who the Prophet used to love very much, and he is reported to have said from authentic sources, both Shia and the Sunni, Fatimatu Baz'atum Minni. And of course, this means that Fatima is part of me. Whoever harms her, whoever disturbs her has disturbed me. Whoever pleases her has pleased me. And it's quite a beautiful narration that shows the status of this holy lady. And we have many narrations about her status. It is good that everyone who has the opportunity should read up about her and get to know her more and try to emulate her ideals. Today, we're going to continue discussing about one of the important, elements of a good manager, that makes up a good manager, and that is to have piety, taqwa. We've been discussing the topic of taqwa under the topic of a guide to managers for a few weeks now, but we need to, focus properly on this discussion so that we can, inshallah, get some good results.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when it comes to taqwa, there is a lot to say, and we've discussed even previously about certain narrations and certain statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Another statement that Imam Ali alayhi salam says in Nahjul Balagha, in sermon number 83, he says that فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ تَقِيَّةَ مَنْ سَمِعَ فَخَشَعَ, that have piety with regards to Allah. That means be pious towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ تَقِيَّةَ. What type of piety? تَقِيَّةَ مَنْ سَمِعَ فَخَشَعَ. The type of piety where a person first listens. سَمِعَ فَخَشَعَ. فَخَشَعَ means they show an in-depth humility. Sami'a fakhasha'a. This is a very powerful statement from Imam Ali alayhi salam that explains what type of piety a person needs to have. What are the manifestations of the pious person? When a person becomes pious, what does he do? And if you look at the depths of the words that Imam Ali alayhi salam has used, first he says Sami'a, that means a pious person is a one who listens. You see, many times people unfortunately do not listen in the first place. And this is a problem. A person needs to be able to put himself in a position where he listens. Now normally either people listen to wrong things, and they listen to propaganda, they listen to things that are not proven, that is on one side. And those even who listen to the right statements and what is correct, they mainly do not end up being humble towards that which they hear. These are the two problems that people face when it comes to listening and acting in accordance to what they listen. So first a person needs to clarify what are the sources of knowledge that he has, and then listen, so that he listens from a correct source. Sami'a fa khashi'a. But then when he listens, the pious person is one who, after listening, becomes becomes humble. His heart becomes tame. You see, his heart is ready to act in accordance to that which has which he has heard.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we were discussing this statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam that says that فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ تَقِيَّةَ مَنْ سَمِعَ خَفَّ خَشَعَ, that have piety, the type of piety where a person listens and becomes humble. Now, when we talk about this issue of becoming humble, it is different from what we call in Arabic as tawadhu. Tawadhu means to bring yourself lower than others. It is a state where a person has a higher position but humbles himself and lowers himself towards the people. And it's a type of politeness, we can say. That is called tawadhu. It's the politeness where an elder, a person who is big, a person who has a position, humbles himself in front of others. This is a type of politeness. But khushu' is not a type of politeness. It's a real feeling within a person, a real state within the heart of a person, where a person kind of submits to a higher reality. He kind of, you can say, becomes overwhelmed by a greatness, and his heart naturally becomes submissive and tame vis-a-vis that great reality and that great position. So a pious person is like that with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to the statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to the awliya of Allah alayhi wasalam. He is what we call khashi'. He becomes in a state of, you can say, he humbles himself and he becomes tame, and in reality he has the state of complete submission to that person. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us this wonderful ability. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه